我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因着仇敌所兴起的攻击。
Because of the attack arise from the enemy.
反倒让大卫里面能掌握到神要显明的一件事。
That it caused David to have an understanding about what God wants to manifest.
就是确定了将来神的殿要建造在耶路撒冷。
Which is to confirm the temple of God will be in Jerusalem.
我想事情的大概是这样就过来。
So the matters have passed like this.
但是我们不能不说。
But we have to say this.
大卫怎么知道？
How did David know?
神要把他的殿建造在哪里呢？
How would David know that God wished to have his temple established there?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在二十一章里头是很清楚把这个事实来告诉我们的。
In chapter 21, it tells us about this matter very clearly.
我们留意十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
当大卫在那里说：“神啊，你给我三样的选择，每样对我都是那样为难。
”When David said to God, "The three choices you gave us, they are all very difficult for me."
但是我衡量过，我宁愿落在你的手里，好，比较落在人的手里好。
But after I thought about it, I would rather fall under your hand rather than the hand of man.
那所以神就让他经历了三天的那个瘟疫了。
So God let him go through 3 days of plague.
那么这三天的瘟疫。还没有完全过去的时候
But before these 3 days of plague has completely
神说话了
passed,
因为大卫在神面前有一个很摸到神心意的祷告
Because David before God that he has a prayer that's after God's heart
那个祷告是什么
So what is that prayer?
我们要留心大卫的祷告
We need to pay attention to David's prayer
十六节
Verse 16.
大卫举目看见耶和华的使者站在天地间，手里有拔出来的刀，身在耶路撒冷以上。大卫和长老都身穿麻衣，面伏于地。大卫祷告神说：“吩咐数点百姓的不是我吗？我犯了罪，行了恶，但这群羊做了什么呢？但愿耶和华我神的手攻击我和我的夫家，不要攻击。”你的名降瘟疫与他们。
Verse 16, David looked up and saw the angel of the Lord standing between heaven and earth, with a drawn sword in his hand extended over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell face down. David said to God.
你看到一个非常清楚的事实。
And brothers and sisters, you see this very clear fact here.
大卫在那里把整个属灵的责任承担过来。
That David has completely bore the spiritual.Responsibility.
但是神说神啊你要对付你就对付我和我父家
he said,
不要叫百姓受苦
He said to the Lord that Lord if you want to deal with me and my family do not cause difficulties to my people
那因着他借一个祷告
And because of this prayer
神说话了
that God began to speak
神就告诉先知加德
And the Lord ordered Gad the seer
去告诉大卫
To tell David.
告诉他什么呢?
And what did he tell him?
去耶布斯人二男的火场上头。
That to go to the Jebusite, the threshing floor of Arahuda.
为耶和华筑一个坛。
In order to build an altar for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹注意一个话。
Francis, take note of these words.
如果说从会幕所带来的那个坛在基遍。
If we say that the altar from the tabernacle is in Gibeon,
但是那个坛已经很久很久没有和神的约柜连在一起了。
But an altar for a long time is not linked to the ark of the Lord.
而如果从实际上面来看呢，那个坛已经是失去了作用。
In reality, the altar has lost its function.
但现在神给大卫。明白他是需要有个殿但是不是叫大卫去做而是让所罗门去做
But Now God has told David that God wanted a temple, but it's not for David to build, but it's for Solomon to build.
但是这个殿的地址在哪里呢?
But where is that address for the temple that God did not tell him?
现在神说话了,
now God said this.
你到纳尔南火场那里给我造筑一个坛。
Now go to the threshing floor of Araunuha to build an altar.
丢这门这个话不简单。
My sisters, it's not simple.
是神指定要在那一个地方筑一个坛。
It's God who decided to build an altar there.
并且筑了那个坛在那里献过祭以后。
And after the sacrifice being made on the altar,
瘟疫就停止了,
the plague has ended.
现在就起作用了,
so it has its function.
神用上了,
that God has used it.
啊, 因着这一点,
and because of this,
大卫里边就明亮起来了,
that within David he was enlightened.
那他就对二男说,
and he said to
Araunah,
that let me have the site of your threshing floor.
卖给他叫什么呢?
And why does he want to?
只是为建一个坛吗?
Is it just because to be an altar?
如果建一个坛，要那么许多的地方干什么?
If you only want to be an altar, why do you need such a big piece of land?
那因此我们很有理由相信，神让大卫里面知道了，将来神的殿就要在这一个地方建造。
So that we have reasons to believe that God let David know in the future the temple will be built here.
那因着这一件事情。
And because of this,
有一点我必须要让弟兄姊妹们很清楚地掌握的,
that I'd like to have brothers and sisters to have a good grasp of this point.
如果你把这一件事情翻到撒母耳记下去看,
if you look at this incident in 2 Samuel,
你就看到好像那里的记载有点不一样,
and you will say that the record there is a little different.
这里的人叫做二男,
this person here, his name is Araunah.
那边的那个人叫做阿劳拿,
and that's a different name in 2 Samuel.
好像人的名字是不同,
it looks like the names of the person is different.
但是这个问题还不大,
but this is not the
你说这个可能是名字翻译不一样,
it could be just the translation is different.
但是在犹太人的传说的里边就不是这样说,
but in the legend of the Jews it's not the same.
啊? 犹太人的传说里面就说这两个人根本就兄弟俩。
And in the saying of the Jews, they said these are two different people, they are brothers.
他们共有那里头的地。
And they own this land in together.
我不细细和弟兄姊妹们看了，因为这次的时候不是只有他一个人出来，是和他的家人原来就在那里打麦子。
Because now he's not there alone, he was there with his family.
我们留意在撒母耳记上的时候, 大卫是要了那一块地和那一只牛。
That in 1 Samuel, David was there, he was asking for the land and the oxen.
拿来献祭的。
He was using that to do the sacrifice.
大卫就在那个时候, 阿劳拿就说我送给你我不要你买。 So
Araunah said that I would give them to you, you do not have to pay for them.
大卫说不行我不能用白白得来的东西,
but David said,
献给耶和华。
David refused that, he said I cannot sacrifice or give a sacrifice to the Lord without paying for anything.
所以他就称了500两银子给亚劳拿。
So he paid Araunah for 500 shekels of silver.
但是在这边呢?
But now here,
你看到的,大卫称了600两金子给二男。
But here it says David pays 600 shekels of gold for Araunah.
所以在这件事上,不单是有两个不同的名字,又有两个不同的价值。
So for in this incident, it's not only two different names, and it's also two different prices.
有冲突吗?
Is there a conflict here?
没有冲突。
There's no conflict.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
弟兄姊妹,你一读22节,你就知道了。
Because when you read verse 22, that you know.
大卫对亚尔南说,你将这禾场与香连之地卖给我。
So David said to Araunah, let me have the site of your threshing floor and the land that's connected to it.
弟兄姊妹们, 撒母耳记下那里是说到那个火场。
In 2 Samuel, it mentioned the threshing floor.
这里是说到那个火场和相连之地。
But here is the threshing floor and the land that's connected to it.
这个我们完全能了解。
That we could understand it completely.
这里的话已经很清楚说了，是两件不同的内容。
The words here explained very clearly. It's two different contexts.
若是你到耶路撒冷去一下。
If you go to Jerusalem,
你去看看那个圣殿的留下来的遗址。
And you look at the old address of the temple,
你就清楚了。
Then you understand.
如果只是打麦子的那个场地，根本用不着那么大。
Because if it's only for the threshing floor, it's not that big.
光是现在清那个回教清真寺所占据的那个地啊，说十来二十个火场都足够有余。
And if you look at the Muslim, the temples of Muslims, that they can occupy 10 or 20 of the threshing floors.
不要说其他的地方。
And not to even mention the other land.
但是那个清真寺到现在你到那里，它只不过占那个整个圣殿的那一个范围里头的一个小点而已。
But that Muslim, the Muslim temple is only a small part of the whole area of the temple.
在关乎这一个问题我们要弄清楚。
So we have to be very clear here.
不要给一些人说圣经不可靠。
So that we,
自相矛盾。
We will not say the Bible contradicts itself.
圣经是没有矛盾。矛盾的是人自己落在矛盾里。
There's no contradictions in the Bible. It's only the people who would fall into contradictions.
那因着这一件事情。
And because of this.
大卫里头就明亮了。
That David was enlightened within.
不过他的明亮是明亮的，不是太美的明亮。
But his enlightenment is not perfect.
因为这里就说到，他所以觉得神的殿应该在这里。
Because here it says that the reason he felt that the temple of the God should be here.
好像是因为他心里头一个恐惧。而引出来的。
It's as if it's led by a fear within his heart.
因为在第二十一章最末了的时候，就说到会幕带来的那个祭坛是在基甸。
Because at the end of chapter 21, it says the altar that's in the tabernacle is in Gideon.
但是大卫不敢去。
But David was afraid to go there.
因为他看。他见到了耶和华的使者，手里是拿着刀的。那当在当时
，because at that time he saw the angel of the Lord holding a sword。
他既然他拿着刀，我到那边去，会不会对我有点不太好
？So if the angel was holding a sword, is it bad for me to go there？
并且神也说在这里，另外起一个祭坛。
And because God said to build another altar。
哎，神的心意在这里。要有一个新的开始。
So God's desire is to have another new start here.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然大卫领会神的那个心思是带着这样不太美的一件事。
Even though David has not completely understand God's desire.
但是没有妨碍神向他表明神要选中耶路撒冷这一个地点。来作为圣殿的场所。
But it doesn't hinder God's desire to express to him that he was to choose Jerusalem to build a temple.
好了，我们要从二十二章来开始了。
So now we will begin with chapter 22.
弟兄姊妹可以注意到。
My sisters take note.
从二十二章一直到历代志上的最末后。
From chapter 22nd, all the way to the end of First Chronicles.
就是到二十九章
，which is chapter 29。
那是大卫整个的知识爬到顶峰的那个记录。
This is the recording of the climax of David's ministry。
也可以说是大卫他最幕后的那一层，他在神面前所显明的神给他的托付。
And we can also say this is the final commission of God to David.
那从二十二章开始
，Beginning chapter 22。
弟兄姊妹，你注意到了
？My sisters take note。
大卫在家里，那在那里做了各种各样的安排。
The David was there to make all kinds of arrangements.
二十二章是为着圣殿的建筑材料来做安排。
And chapter 22 is for the preparation of all the materials for the temple.
二十三章到二十七章，那是大卫在耶路撒冷在政治和圣殿里边的服侍的安排。
In chapter 23 to 27, David was there to make arrangement politically and also for the temple in Jerusalem.
然后我们把他们中间那个特点找出来。
And we will find out all the special points here.
从22章一开始。
In the beginning of chapter 22.
弟兄姊妹们，注意一件事情，很有意思的。
Verses take note of something very meaningful.
如果我们不是很细的去留意神的话的记录。
If we don't place close attention to the recording of God's word.
你不觉得那里有什么可以值得去留心的。
And you would not think that's something that we need to make special mention of.
但是你留心下去的时候。
But if you pay close attention.
你就看到这里面有一些事情是很不简单的。
And you notice that something that's very it's not simple here.
那二十二章开始就说到大卫怎么来预备建造圣殿的材料。
In the beginning of chapter 22, it tells us how David prepared for the material for the temple.
头一件事记录下来的是什么呢？
And what is the first thing that's recorded?
弟兄姊妹，你一看你就看到一个很特殊的问题。
My sister, you will see this very special issue here.
第一节。
Verse 1.
大卫吩咐聚集住以色列地的外邦人，从其中派十丈着石头的，要建造神的殿。
So David gave orders to assemble the aliens living in Israel, and from among them he appointed stone cutters to prepare dressed stone for building of the house of God.
我们的问题在这里。
So this is a question here.
谁建造圣殿？
Who was there to build the temple?
以色列人。
The Israelites?
但现在弟兄姊妹，你首先看到一件事。
But the first thing we notice, brothers and sisters,
为着圣殿开始来做工的是什么人？
For the temple, the ones who started working, who are these people?
外邦人。
The aliens.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters?
你看这个事情是不是有点古怪？
Isn't it strange?
尤其是你有以斯拉记里头的一些的知识。
Especially if you have the knowledge recorded in the book of Ezra.
或者你也有点那个生命记里头的不完整的认识。
Or you have some incomplete understanding of the book of Deuteronomy.
我们会有一个错觉。
Then we have this misconception.
圣殿的建造是以色列人的事。
The building of the temple is solely the matter of the Israelites. 与
外邦人没有关系的。
And it has nothing to do with the Gentiles.
所以整个圣殿的建造只能是以色列人在那里负责。
So the complete building of the temple can only be the responsibility of the Israelites.
特别你听到以斯拉在那里曾经说过，我们在建造神的殿，你们是与神无分无关的，你们不可以来与我们一同建造圣殿。
Especially Israel has said that we are here to build the temple of God, that you have no portion with us, that you should not partake in this.
但是稀奇的很。
But very strangely.
开始为着圣殿来做工的外邦人。
The aliens are the ones who begin to build the temple.
我只是点出这个问题，不把它扩张出去。
I would just point this out, I would not expand on this.
但弟兄姊妹，你已经很清楚地看见。
But Francis is already.
如果我们看见圣殿乃是新约的教会的影儿的话，
if we can see the temple is a shadow of the church in the New Testament,
我们就看到了神在他那个属灵的建造的里头，从起头就是包括外邦人在里边。
Then we can see that in the spiritual building of God, that in the very beginning, the aliens, the Gentiles are included.
我们也曾经提过的。
And we have also mentioned before.
并且神把外邦人包括在里边，不是从这里开始。
It's also when God included the aliens, it's not from speaking from here.
这里已经是神显明他把外邦人包括在他的纪念里撒的以后的事。
And this is a later recording of God including the aliens in his plan.
神最先说明他也悦纳外邦人在什么地方。
And where is the first recording of God accepting the Gentiles?
当然我们晓得把神的百姓和以色列和外邦人很绝对很清楚的把他们区别出来是在出埃及记开始特别是在传律法以后。
And we know that in the book of Exodus, especially after the law was passed down, there's a clear separation of God's people and the Gentiles.
但是很稀奇弟兄姊妹们。
But very amazingly,
在律法里头。
Within the law,
神说如果有外邦人他们愿意守逾越节可以给他们守
That God said if there's any Gentiles who's willing to observe Passover, they can observe it.
只要他们先受隔离归入亚伯拉罕一点问题都没有
As long as they are willing to go through circumcision and go under Abraham.
律法上也说到有些外邦人是不能进入神的会的。
And in the law it says that some Gentiles they cannot go into the congregation of the Lord.
但是神又在那里说到，有一些本来不能进入神的会的人，他割了相当的世代，他们也可以进去。
And but it also says that some Gentiles after certain generations that they can enter into the congregation of the Lord.
当然你零零碎碎看看再看一些的话你很清楚的看到有拉合有路德那么这些外邦的女子不单是进到神的百姓的中间并且成了神的祭火之行的过程里头不能缺少的
And you, can see some Gentile women such as Rahab and Ruth that they were allowed to be included in the congregation of the Lord.
但是平常因为我们给那一个错觉影响着。
But usually because we were affected by the misconception.
我们就忽略了神在他整个属灵建造的里边。我们以为外邦人在旧约的日子是给隔断的。
And that we thought that in the times of the Old Testament, that the Gentiles is shut off from the building of the temple of the Lord.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
如果我们留意的话，
if we pay attention,
你看见当神把他的心意向人解开的时候，无论在哪一个时候。
And when we see that when the Lord opens up his heart to his people, no matter what time, that God has never forgotten the Gentiles.
我们一再提过
that we have mentioned
over and over again. 外邦人在神面前蒙纪念是时间上的问题。
The Gentiles being remembered by God is a matter of time.
是神做工的次序的问题。
It's the order of God's work.
而不是他们有没有资格让神来接纳的问题。
It's not a matter of whether they have the qualifications to be accepted by God.
好了，那现在我们就来开始来注意了。
So now we'll start to.
当大卫了为着神来建殿的时候。
When David was preparing for the temple of the God.
他起初的心意是怎样？
What was his original heart?
后来又怎么在神的面前给完全的端正过来？
And how he was corrected completely before the Lord.
那这个我们要留意了。
And that we need to pay attention to.
因为弟兄姊妹你很清楚看见。
Because brothers and sisters, you can see very clearly.
当大卫向神表达他要为神建造一个殿的时候，神并没有拒绝。
Because when David expressed the desire to build a temple for God,
神所拒绝的是拒绝大卫做一个建殿的人。
But what God rejected was David being the person to build a temple.
对建殿这个事情，神没有拒绝。
But God did not reject the matter of building the temple.
也就是说，神需要得着一个殿。
In other words, that God needs a temple.
因为神需要一个家。
Because God needs a house.
这个家称为万国祷告。万国祷告的殿。
And this home is called the temple of the prayers of all nations.
神需要有一个这样的家在地上。
that God needs such a home on earth.
但是他不能让大卫去建造。
But he could not let David to build it.
那大卫虽然没有能让神看重来允许他为他建造这个殿。
Even though David did not have the acceptance of God to build the temple.
但是大卫建殿的心情没有减低。
But his desire has not decreased.
起初我们看看他怎么来把这个事情向所罗门来传递出去。
Let's look at how he passed this matter over to Solomon.
啊，我们可以这样说。
We can say this.
特别从22章开始
Especially starting from chapter 22,
建造圣殿就成了大卫幕后生活的目标
The preparation for the temple has become the goal of David's final years、
所以他在那里就说石头啊金铜啊香柏木啊许多的金银啊
So there it says that stones, as precious stones and cedar woods and all those, all kinds of bronze.
啊，他都预备的贮藏了好多好多。
That he has prepared many, many of them.
然后他就来把这一个事情的负担交通给所罗门。
And then he fellowshiped this burden to his son Solomon.
啊，他对所罗门显明一件事情。
That he has shown Solomon this matter.
所罗门年纪还小
And Solomon was still young at that time.
而神的殿建造出来必须是高大威王
But for the temple of God to be built, it has to be magnificent.
使名誉荣耀传遍万国
And that the fame and splendor in the sight of all nations.
我的殿要称为万国祷告的殿从这里就开始有那个意念的发表了。
So this is the very beginning, the expressions, very beginning expressions of this household to be a, prayer, a temple of prayer for many nations.
所以大卫就立定心志要为殿来预备材料。
So David was determined to prepare for the materials for the temple.
那他就对大卫就把所罗门召来。
So David called for his son Solomon.
就告诉他神在耶路撒冷。要建造一个殿
and told him that God wanted to build a temple in Jerusalem.
啊，神不要我建
but God did not want me to build it.
神选定是你来建
and God has chosen for you to build it.
那么，所以你在这件事情上边，你要做得很清楚，很准确。
So on this matter, you have to be very clear and accurate.
啊，你要按照神自己的心思来安排。
You have to arrange matters according to God's heart.
在你这一方面呢?
And for yourself?
你必须要刚强壮胆。
That you have to be strong.
不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。
And do not fear.
要紧的是，你要照着神指示你的话来做。
Most importantly, you have to follow God's words.
那他就把所罗门带到神的权柄的底下来接受这一个负担。
He has brought Solomon under God's authority to receive this burden.
然后就告诉所罗门大卫他为神的殿有了多少的准备。
And then he told Solomon that how much preparations he has made for the temple.
你看看他那个记录。
And let us look at the recording here.
23节。13节。
Verse
13. 我在困难之中为耶和华的殿预备了金子10万他连德银子100万他连德铜和铁多得无法可称。我也预备了木头石头你还可以增添。
We just read verse 14.
这是对所罗门的交通
And this is the fellowship with Solomon.
把那个负担交通给所罗门
That he had fellowshiped the burden to Solomon.
让所罗门接上他的负担来成就神在神的百姓中间所要做成的事
So that Solomon will receive the burden and let God accomplish what he has in mind in his people.
然后你又看到
And then you will see.
大卫就把以色列的众首领都召来。
That David has called all the leaders of Israel.
也把这个交通给整个了以色列。
And he also has fellowship with the whole Israel.
弟兄姊妹，你看到一件事。
And brothers and sisters, you see this.
虽然起这个心意是大卫。
Even though David's the one who first has a desire.
但是大卫不把这一件事情作为他个人的事业。
But David did not consider this as his personal ambition. And this, he only considered as his personal burden. But this burden is not only for himself. This burden is for the entire people of God to bear.
对所罗门交通了以后，他就对全个以色列的那些负责人的首领交通这样的一件事情。So
after David fellowshiped this matter to Solomon, that he also fellowshiped this matter with all the leaders of Israel.
就让这个建造圣殿的负担也成了整个神的百姓的负担。
So that this burden of building the temple would become the burden of the entire Israel.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Take notes.
在22章里面是特别说到圣殿的建造的那一个大概的情况。
In chapter 22, gives us an overall picture of the building of the temple.
但是所说到的所有的情况都集中在交通负担的。
But the entire matter is focused on fellowshipping the burden.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
你稍微留意一下，你就看到了。If
you take note, that you will see.
大卫当年这样的一个交通,
the fellowship of David.
如果你拿到新约来说的时候, 那是什么?
If you bring it to the time of the New Testament, what is that?
那就是教会建造的原则,
which is the principle of building the church.
教会的建造不是三两个人的事,
the building of the church is not just a matter of two or three people.
教会的建造也不是根据个别人的兴趣,
and the building of the church is not based on the interests of certain individuals.
教会的建造是根据神自己的定义, 而给带进全体的
The building of the church is the will of God that brings forth the working coordinately of all the people in the church. Indeed, we thank our God. From here, we can see one matter.
即便是在旧约里头，神将他的心意发表在人的中间。
Even in the Old Testament time, that God expressed his heart desire to the people. That the principle that he expressed in the Old Testament is exactly the same in the New Testament, the building of the church.
我们很清楚地看见那个原则一点都没有更改。
We can see very clearly the principles have not changed.
那这个只是说到那个圣殿的建筑物。
But this is only talking about the building of the temple.
然后接下去23章。
And then in chapter 23.
一直下去24、25、26。
And then 24, 25, and 26.
一直到27。
Until 27.
弟兄姊妹，你非常清楚看见，大卫在那里做了一些安排。
We can very clearly see that David has made some arrangements.
绝大部分是关乎圣殿里头的侍奉的。
And most of it is about the ministries inside the temple.
小部分是关乎以色列国的行政的安排的。
And a small part of it is the arrangement of within the Israel, the kingdom of Israel.
这是很清楚给我们看到，这样的安排根本就是。 大卫在他末了的那一段的日子所接过来的那个负担。
And we can see that these are the burdens that David received in his final days.
如果从行政上面来看的话，那是国度的雏形。
From the administrative point of view, this is the very, very early form of the kingdom.
在国度的时候, 或者在当年的国, 的国度, 他们整个的服事是有安排, 有次序, 有责任。
We can see within the kingdom, everything has its arrangement, has its order and responsibility.
那如果说到这圣殿里头的那些, 安排呢?
And when we look at the arrangements within the temple,
那么这在历代至上的里头就记录的非常非常的细。
That in the first chronicles, the recordings are very much in detail.
服事的内容很细。
And the context of the ministries is very detailed.
服事的人的条件和资格很细。
And the qualifications and the conditions of those who serve.
怎么做安排也很详细。
And also the arrangement, they are all very much in detail.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们看到这样的一个事情的时候，
So when we see this, brothers and sisters,
我们就了解到 神的见证在地上的彰显不是没有章法的。
That we can see that the manifestation of God's testament is, has its order.
它有很清楚的那一个章法在那里的。
And there's very clear order there.
一点都不能乱的。
And there's no confusion allowed.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那我们把它 统合起来。 来说出两个大前提。
And when we summarize it and come up with two premises,
头一个服事的原则,
the first principle of ministry,
那是全体,
which is the whole corporate.
那当然在旧约的时候, 所谓的全, 在服事上面来说, 那个全体只是限于立位之派。
And in the Old Testament time, the whole corporate is only limited to the tribe of Levi.
你看到整个立位之派, 在侍奉的上面是清清楚楚的在那里 全体接受安排的。
Because you could see the Levites as a corporate, as a whole, they are there to receive the ministry.
而他们这个安排呢,
and for
the, 表面上看来是大卫在那里主张的。
For this arrangement on the surface, it's as if David was the one who arranged it.
但实际上面你看见, but, 那只是一个方法的问题, 他们都是抽签来决定他们, 安排的内容和时间的。
But in reality, you can see they draw lots and to arrange for the service.
我们都提过的了以前。
And that we have mentioned this before.
在旧约里头, 他们抽签的事情是有根据的。
In the Old Testament, the matter of casting lots, there's a basis for it.
那是根据 乌林和土民的那一个原则来做的。
It's based on the Urim and Thummim.
那个实质，那就是把那个分配的权柄交给神自己去显明。
The reality is for God to have the authority to make the arrangement.
所以我们看到以色列进了迦南以后，他们分地也是抽签的。
So that when we can see that when they enter into the Canaan, in the land of Canaan,
现在为着圣殿来安排各样的事情，他们也抽签的。
The Israelites, they cast out to draw the land. So similarly here, they also draw lots for services.
但是你绝对不能说在旧约里头那么大的事情都是抽签。
But you cannot say that this great matter is also based on casting lots.
那么现在在新约的教会的里头，我们许多的事情的安排也来抽签。
So we can say that in the New Testament time today, we can also cast lots to decide for things.
他们做是准确的。
For them to do this is accurate.
我们如果做就是不对的。
But if for us to do it is wrong.
弟兄姊妹，你知道那个区别在哪里吗？
Francis, do you see the difference?
土灵污名的使用乃是在圣灵没有给赐下来以前的方法。
The method of using the Urim and Thummim is because it's the time before the Holy Spirit has descended.
同时再加上神心里头所要向人说的话，在旧约的日子也没有完全的启示出来。
And also because the words that God wished to speak to the people has not been completely manifested.
那到了新约的时候，
And when we come to the New Testament time,
固然圣灵因着主升天已经来了。
And of course, the Holy Spirit, because of the Lord ascended to heaven, has descended to
earth.
And He has dwelt among our hearts to become the anointing, the anointing one, so that we can follow His guidance. And also because the revelation of truth of God has completed. So that in the New Testament time, we will no longer wait for the Lord in terms of in use of the casting of the lots or determined by the fleece, whether it's dry or But we only submit to the truth and the Holy Spirit to live before the light.
我想我先要把大前提的事情和弟兄姊妹们交通过。
Then I wish to fellowship with brothers and sisters the big premises.
然后有一些 零碎的事情我点出来, 我们今天晚上盼望就结束, 历代至上。
And then some smaller matters, I would just point them out that I wish to finish the first Chronicles this evening.
那个大前提是什么呢?
So what are the big premises?
因为如果我们是粗枝大叶的, 来看,
Because if we just look at or read the first Chronicles roughly,
我们的印象就是, 所有圣殿和行政上的安排完全是出于大卫一个人。
That our impression would be all the matters about the temple and the arrangement of administrative arrangements all based on David.
是大卫在那里统管一切。
Is David there to determine everything?
大卫这样说,事情就这样做。
So whatever David says goes.
如果我们出自大业的读的话,一定是读出这个印象来的。
If you look at the first Chronicles, so roughly that this is what we will read.
因为是大卫把那些 列位人的首领都召来，就安排他们整个立位支派的服饰。
Because it was David who called all the leaders of the Levites, and that the Levites would start to serve.
是大卫把以色列的众首领 都召来，然后就安排他们行政上各样的责任。
And it's also David who called all the leaders of Israel and arranged all the administrative arrangements.
所以整个的问题都是大卫说了算。
So the whole issue becomes whatever David says will become.
是不是真的这样呢?
Is it like this?
弟兄姊妹们。
当你读的细一点你就发觉。 But if you read in detail, you will find out.
不是。
It's not like this.
大卫没有出过任何的主意。
That David does not have his own ideas.
如果说大卫有出过主意的话, 那就是22章刚才我特别提到他上所罗门说的话。
When we say David has his own ideas, only in chapter 22, the words that he fellowshiped with Solomon.
建造耶和华的殿宇必须高大威王使名誉荣耀传遍万国。
That he said that to build a house of the Lord should be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. And this is David's idea.
但是我们看到下边的事情的时候,
But if we read on,
你看到这个高大威王, 荣耀, 名誉荣耀, 完全没有让大卫沾到边。
But we can see that this great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations is not there at all.
如果从建筑物上面来说, 整个的来说是神在那里定规的。
If we talked about the physical building itself, it's all the determination of the Lord.
大卫您不能更改。
That David could not change anything.
我们已经提过了这一个了。
That we have already mentioned this.
我们可以再翻一翻。
We can look at it again.
那是, 28章,
In chapter 28,
12节,
verse 12,
就将被灵感动所得的样式，就是耶和华神殿的院子周围的房屋、府殿的府库和圣物府库的一切样式，都指示他。
That he gave him the plans of all that the Spirit had put in his mind for the courts of the temple of the Lord and for and all the surrounding rooms, for the treasuries of the temple and for the treasury of the dedicated things.
19节
Verse 19.
19节说的是所指着的是那个所说的物件是说到殿里边所有的器皿的那个样式。
The materials we talked about is all the vessels within the temple.
包括基路伯的样子
including the cherubim, what it looks like. Verse 19.
大卫说这一切工作的样式都是耶和华用手活出来使我明白的。
All this David said, I have in writing from the hand of the Lord upon me, and he gave me understanding in all the details of the plan.
这是关乎整个的建筑和里头的那个物件。
It has to do with the entire physical building and all the materials inside.
谁出的主意?
And who was there to decide?
不是大卫出的主意。
It's not David.
是神自己的主意。
It's God's his idea.
神在那里很清楚告诉大卫。
And God told David clearly.
圣殿应该有多高?
How tall should the temple be?
有多宽?
And how wide should be?
里面是该怎么的, 那些工作是怎么进行?
And the work within.How they should be arranged.
不但那个建筑物的那个样子是如此。
Not only the physical building should be like this.
里面所用的那些器皿的分量、样式、件数，神都给他很清楚的指明。
But all the vessels within, how they should be arranged, and all the things that God was there to instruct him.
所以你很清楚看见大卫在这个世上一点主意都没有出过的。
So we could see that this is not David's idea on this matter.
他只是把神怎么告诉他他就怎么交通出来。
He only expressed what God has fellowship with him.
特别有一件事情。
Especially one thing.
我想弟兄姊妹要注意的。
My sister need to pay attention to.
在整个圣殿的那个建造的里头
Within the building of the
temple. 如果你要跟会幕来做比较
If you want to compare it with the tabernacle.
那当然你很难做区别比较
It's hard to compare.
因为会幕是圣殿的前身
Because the temple is the former form of the temple.
圣殿是会幕的延续
And the temple is a continuation of
the tabernacle. 从原则上面来看虽然那个外形和一些的安排也不一样。
On the surface, even though the outward appearance and arrangements is they're different.
但是你绝对的看见那个原则没有更改过。
But you can see very clearly the principles are the same.
那因此你看到这如果把这两样来做比较的话
So if you compare these two,
你只能看到这样的一个光景。
You can only see this condition.
会幕是比较简陋一点。
The tabernacle is a lot more simple.
当然会幕在当时来说也一点都不简陋。
But of course the temple at that time is not simple.
但是你要跟圣殿来比较那会幕的确是简陋了一点。
But if you compare it with the temple, it's simpler.
那圣殿呢?
But for the temple,
那就舒服多了。
It's a lot more abundant.
荣耀多了。
It's more splendid.
威王多了。
It's more grand.
但是恐怕不是大卫心思里边那个高大威王荣誉荣耀。
But it's not what David had in mind, the splendor and the fame.
但是如果我们留意的
But if we pay attention to
有两件事情是很有意思的。
The two matters are very interesting.
第一。
First,
一切的物质那个物件都增加了样式也变动过了
The numbers of the materials within have increased and the forms are different
所说的变动只是它那个样子的变动但是它的功用完全没有更改
The difference is on the appearance but the functions are the same
那是什么
Which is what?
那是约柜
Which is the ark?
圣殿里头的约柜也就是会幕里边的约柜
The ark in the temple is the same as the ark in the tabernacle
弟兄姊妹你留意一件事情
Verses take note
如果用桧木的那一个大小的比例来看，约柜在桧木里头是非常合宜的。
If we look at the proportion of all the things in the tabernacle, the size of the ark is very appropriate for the tabernacle.
但是你要把约柜搬到圣殿里面来。
But if you move the ark to the temple,
按圣殿的那一个规模。
And for the size of the temple,
我们都会有一个感觉，会不会太小了？
We feel that isn't it too small?
的确，在人的感觉上，约柜怎么其他都增加的都丰富了，为什么约柜还是保留那个原来的那一个呢？
That in our mind we might say that everything in the temple has increased and it's much better. How come the ark is still the same?
这个是记载在列王记，就没有记载在历代志。
And this is recorded in the book of Kings. It's not recorded in the book of the Chronicles.
但是很清楚我们能了解。
But very clearly, we can understand this.
因为约柜是表明神的信实。
Because the ark is there to manifest the faithfulness of the Lord.
约柜是表明神的性情。
And the ark is to manifest the nature of God.
约柜也是表明神对人的心意。
And also to manifest God's desire toward man.
那这关乎这一个部分。
It has to do with this portion.
从永远到永远，神不改变。
From eternity to eternity, God doesn't change.
所以是那个小约柜搬到大圣殿里边来，神说就是这样。
So it's for this small ark to move into this great temple, God said it is so.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们看到人也好些人说，时代不同了，人和神的那个关系啊，也有许多的改变了。
So we sometimes we hear people saying that times have changed, that the relationship between God and man should change.
原谅我这样说，这是只应该是不认识神的人说的话。
Forgive me of saying this, that this is only said by those who do not know God.
如果我们真的认识神的话，我们不能说这样的话。
If we truly know God, that we would not say such a
thing. 因为我们的神是从永远到永远不改变。
Because our God doesn't change from eternity to eternity.
这个是头一件事情。
This is the first matter.
第二件事情呢？
And the second matter?
你留意到。
That we see this.
约柜上头的那个基路伯变了。
That's a change within the cherubim on top of the ark.
以前在会幕里头，那个约柜的那个基路伯，整个是金子的。
Before in within the tabernacle, the cherubim is the entire cherubim is of gold.
它就在施恩座的两头。
And it's on the two sides of the mercy seat.
两个翅膀高张，接在会幕的当中。
And they spread the wings.
但是你看到圣殿里头的基路伯呢？
But when you look at the cherubim in the temple,
那是就是二十八章里头的。
Which is in chapter 28.
而这圣殿里头的基路伯就变得好大了。
That there's a great change in the cherubim within the temple.
虽然他们还是摆在约柜的两旁，施恩座的两旁。
Even though they are placed on the two sides of the mercy seat.
但是弟兄姊妹，你注意。
The brothers and sisters take note.
他不再用金子来做了。
It's not made of gold.
他用橄榄木来做了。
It's made of olive wood.
然后再用金子来把它裹上。
And it's covered by gold.
那有多大呢？
And how big is it?
会幕多宽？他就是，对不起，圣殿有多宽？每一个基路伯就是半个圣殿那样宽，那样大。
Each cherubim is half the width of the width of the temple.
两个基路伯接连起来，就正好就是圣殿的那一个宽度。
So when the two cherubims connect, which is the same width of the temple.
他们不真是两个翅膀高张起来接在当中。
And they no longer spread the wings.
他们好像站立的姿态有点更改。
Is there some changes in how they stand?
他们是不再是面对面。
They are not facing each other.
这里没有很清楚的说。
And here it says very clearly.
但是你看到，如果要摆出那个姿态的话， 他们就不可能像在会幕里头，你看着我，我看着你。
But in order for them to be in such a form that they could not be arranged in the way they arranged in the tabernacle, they cannot.
不过他们的视线不是你看我，我看你，而是看着施恩座。
So they are no longer looking at each other, but looking at the mercy seat.
这个是会幕里头的基路伯。
And this is the cherubim in the tabernacle.
现在的基路伯呢？
But now for the cherubim,
它不是高张翅膀。
They no longer spread the wings.
它是张开翅膀。
They no longer spread the wings very high, but they spread the wings.
因为
我们
你晓得。
But sisters, we know that.
在一些那些横排的那个圣经里边，你看到他们那里个会幕帐约柜的那个样式，你就看到那两个基路伯是那个翅膀是这样接到中中来就。在这里碰头的。
On some Bibles, it has a picture of the cherubims, which is in this form that the wings touch together.
但是在圣殿里头的基路伯呢，是这样张开翅膀来向着进来的人的。
But in the temple, the cherubims they spread the wings and they're facing those who come inside the temple.
他们接近约柜上面的那个翅膀。两个翅膀还是接在一起。
The two wings that are on top of the ark, they still connect to each other.
但是另外的一个翅膀呢，就接到圣殿的墙旁边的那个墙壁上了。
But the other wings is touching the wall of the temple.
那当然，他们这个动作、这个姿态的改变，就说明了他们在这样表达的那个功用上面有了一点改变。
So the change in the forms has indicated there's a change in the function.
我简单的说说就好。
To put it simply.
在会幕里头他们所注意的施恩座上有没有血。
In the tabernacle, the focus is whether there's blood on the altar.
现在在圣殿里头的他们所注意的是进来的人有没有血。
In the temple now, what the focus is whether the person who comes in has blood.
施恩座上有血，这个他们已经很清楚知道，所以不必再看了。
So they know very clearly there's blood on the mercy seat.
但是他们说要注意的是注意进来的人有没有血。
What they need to pay attention to is whether the people who come in has blood.
所以他们就不再好像会幕那个时候，两个基路伯的眼睛都看着施恩座。
So it's no longer like in the tabernacle, the cherubims, their eyes are focused on the mercy seat.
弟兄姊妹，你看到圣殿里边所有的变动，一个就是显出丰富，一个就显明神所做的事情是有进一步的发表。
So the changes in the temple, there's indication of the abundance. And also the work of God has changed.
现在我们就回过头来，我们交通的问题。
So now we'll go back to the question that we're fellowshipping on. Who is David?
他有胆量，能出主意来做这些改变吗？
That was he bold enough to make all these changes?
当然不可能。
Of course not.
说很清楚，感谢神在这里，他说，这一切都是神用他的手指。活出来给我看。
So thank God that David said, I have been writing from the hand of the Lord.
大卫只是把他从神那里所看见的原装不动的交通出来。
So David was only there to fellowship the exact instructions from God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那弟兄姊妹先记下这个事实。
Let's first remember this.
这是关乎那个建筑物和建筑物里边的陈列物的。
It has to do with the physical building and all the materials inside the building.
你说这个建筑物的那个样式是神指定，没有问题。
He said the plans of this building is instructed by God. That's no problem.
但是祭司和立位人的服侍呢？
But for the priests and the Levites,
是不是大卫也是根据神的指示来执行的呢？
Is it also David following God's instruction?
如果大卫不是根据神的指示来执行的话，那他还是有自己出主意的地方。
If David's arrangement is not based on God's instruction, that means that he had his own ideas.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们留意的。
Let's take notes.
不单是那个建筑物和其中的一切是神在那里给大卫明白的。
Not only is the physical building and all that's inside, it's God gave instructions to David.
连整个利未支派的服事。以色列的领袖们的那个行政上的责任
Even the ministry of the Levites and all the administrative responsibilities of all the leaders of Israel
我们感谢神
We thank God
都是在神的指示的底下来让大卫领会而交通出来的
It's also the understanding David had from the instructions of God and he fellowshiped it with the people
我们念一念念这两三节经文我们就可以掌握这个事实了
Let's read a few verses that we can understand this
十一节二十八章的
Chapter 28 verse 11
大卫将殿的游廊旁屋府库楼房内殿和施恩所的样式指示他儿子所罗门又将被灵感动所得的样式就是耶和华神殿的院子周围的房屋殿的府库和圣物府库的一切样式都指示他又指示他祭司和利未人的班次与耶和华殿里各样的工作并耶和华殿里一切器皿的样式以及各样应用金器的分量和各样应用银器的分量那底下就说到那些 更细的 那些个事物的安排
We read from verse 11 to 14
你看到在整个与圣殿有关的大大小小的事的物件和人事
All the big and small matters and all the people within the temple
全是神在那里做好那个规划
That God was there to decide
然后就交通就告诉大卫
And then he told David
然后大卫就交通给整个的以色列
And David fellowshiped it with the entire Israel
那么弟兄们你掌握了这个事实
And brothers and sisters if you have a good grasp of it
你回过头来看他们那个服事怎么安排
And you look at how the ministries were arranged
那我们就看头一个看到的当然是全体服事这个毫无疑问
The first thing we see is the service of the entire corporate There's no question about it
第二个你看到的那是按恩赐服事
And the second matter that we see is serving according to the gifts
因为你回头去看的时候你会看到圣殿里边一个最重的服事是歌唱和用乐器来
Because if you look at if you go back and look at it, you see the most important service in the temple.
But it's singing. 但是不是每一个利未人都会这一个
It's singing and serving with musical instruments.
只有其中一部分的利未人
And not all the Levites can do it. It's only a part of the Levites can do it.
他们就被选出来做这一个
So they were chosen to serve in these areas.
而圣殿里面需要很多守看守的人
And there's a need of gatekeepers.
他们不但是要身体强壮，并且很能征战。
Not only do they need to be physically strong, that they need to be able in fighting.
所以有一批这样的人又给选出来做这一个。
So that's another group of people that are chosen to serve in this area.
都是神指明的。
It's all chosen by God.
好了，那我们看到这个，你就看到这个是凭。因着恩赐而接受岗位。
That when we see this, that we can see that this is according to the gifts that they receive the positions.
但是问题来了。
And now there's an issue here.
就是他们要分成好多班。
Is that they have to be divided into many groups.
如果祭司的话，他们分成四十八班，二十四班。
That for the priests, there are 24 groups.
如果是那一个其他的利未人呢，他们就分成十二班。
And for the rest of the Levites, they are divided into 12 groups.
我们看到他们服侍的那个 祭司们的那个安排是每天去服侍一个小时。
For the priests, they are there to serve 1 hour each time.
所以就24班轮班来做。
So there are 24 divisions that they would take turns to serve.
如果是其他的那些立位人呢，包括守门的都服，做其他的一些事务上的事情呢。
And for the rest of the Levites, including the gatekeepers and others.
他们就一天一班。
That they would serve one division per day.
如果按照是守门的那一些来说。
And for the gatekeepers.
他们是一个月一班。
They serve once a month.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里就看到了。
So, Brother Sister, we see here.
你说连这样小的事情都要神来安排吗？
You said, oh, even these small matters should they be arranged by God?
我们难道不会问，那么连那么小的事情都要大卫来安排吗？
And when we also ask, these small matters need to be arranged by David?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
不是大卫去安排。
It's not for David to arrange.
是神在那里在管理。
It's God there to manage.
你看到一件事情，在那个分班和你再进那一班。
And you can see the divisions of the groups and also which division you enter into.
他们是用念，又是用念旧来决定。
They also cast lots to determine.
你说又是念旧。
And you said casting lot again?
那是碰巧了。
Is it just coincidence?
不，弟兄姊妹们。
No, brothers and sisters.
属灵的事情没有碰巧。
Spiritual matters are not coincidences.
那具体是什么？
So what is that then?
仍然是那一个原则。
It's still that principle.
把分配的权柄交给主。
The arrangement, the authority of the arrangement for God.
怎么分配？
For God to express how to divide.
对人这一方面来说呢？
And for man's point of view?
就那里学习绝对的顺服从主的手里。结果安排
is to learn to be submissive and receive what's from God's hand.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在感谢我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, indeed, we thank our God.
我们看到在这历代至上后边的一大段，无论是从行政上的，或者是属灵的侍奉上的。
And we see this later half of the First Chronicles, no matter whether it's from the administrative point of view or the arrangement of the temple.
整个的是神在那里来显明。
The entire matter is for God there to express.
这一个显明。
And this expression or manifestation.
和建造会幕的时候都要照做三藏指示的样式是同一个原则没有更改。
It's the same principle in the Old Testament according to the plan God.You receive from the mount, there's no changes there.
我们是在感谢神。
We thank God.
所以从外面的事情你看到好像有很多的变动。
We can see outwardly, there seems like there's a lot of changes.
但是你看到里边去，你知道那个属灵的原则动都没有动。
But if you look within, you see the spiritual principles, there's no changes at all.
会幕的时候是怎样，现在还是怎样。
What it was like in the tabernacle is the same now.
因为神是永远到永远的神。
Because God is a God from eternity to
eternity.
那好，
那现在我们要来注意一些零碎的事了。
So now we'll look at some other minor matters.
我特别提的是，只是提一个人。
And I would make special mention of one person only.
那当我们来留意到神怎么安排那些立位人的服事的时候
If you look at how God makes the arrangement for the Levites to serve
你看到亚伦是祭司的族类那这个 不必说
That we see that Aaron is a priest
但是你看见亚伦的后代他有四个儿子只有两个儿子有后代
But we see that there are four sons of Aaron and only two of his sons have descendants
但是他这两个人的后代就一直在那里来承担祭司的那个工种没有分彼此
And these descendants of these two sons, they continue to be priests.
也是按照班次来去值班
And they serve according to the division.
但是当数算的 当安排立位人的时候，特别你留意到他把摩西跟亚伦两个人特别提出来。
And when we look at the arrangement of the Levites, we see that Moses and Aaron, they are specially mentioned.
然后再提其他的啊，那个啊，格顺呢，啊，米拉利啊，啊，还有谁？
Gershon
的这三个家族。
And then it mentions about Gershon, Kohath, and Merarites.
那亚伦跟摩西的后代不也就是哥辖的后代吗？为什么特别把他两个分出来？
And isn't the descendants of Moses and Aaron, isn't the same as the descendants of Kohath? Why do we have to make special mention of them?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这里有意思在当中的。
There's some meaning in here.
这两个人在以色列出埃及的时候是承担很重的责任。
These two people, when the Israelites were leaving Egypt, they have great responsibilities.
尤其是摩西。
Especially Moses.
但是神在这里所做的安排，把他们特别提出来，是要叫人看见。
But the arrangement of God that he made special mention of this is for men to see.
他们的功用虽然是特殊。
That the functions are special.
但是他们的后代没有细实的那一个条件的。
Oh, but the descendants, they do not have the conditions to take the position because of the forefathers.
他们就是归回利未人一样。
That they are just the same as other Levites.
当然，祭司亚伦的家族是另外的一件事，因为他们是祭司。
But because Aaron's family, they are the priests, they're different.
我现在特别要提的是一个人。
So now I have to make special mention of one person.
弟兄姊妹记得我们读四世纪的时候。
And sisters, you remember when we read the book of Judges.
读到第十七章以后，你不是看到有一个人跑去做一个家的祭司，然后又做了一个半支派的祭司吗？
You remember there's one person who was there to be a priest and then he left and went to the tribe of Dan to become a priest there.
这个人是利未人。
And this is a Levite.
他凭什么做祭司？
Why can he be a priest?
没有条件做祭司。
He didn't have the condition to become a priest.
是他是越过本位的一个人。
So he goes beyond his position.
那这个人是谁呢？
And who is this person?
格顺的儿子，摩西的孙子。
He is the son of Kohath. He's the grandson of Moses.
叫做约拿丹。
And his name is Jonathan.
那他在那边做大的祭司啊，做了多久呢？
And how long had he become the
priest of Dan? 他和他的家族在那边做祭司做了多久呢？
And he and his family, how long had they been the priests?
一直到半支派就是约旦河东的那些以色列人被掳的时候为止。
Is the tribe of Dan is on the east of Jordan River when they were taken into captive?
那是到了亚述，对不起，是亚述王在西西家做王的时候把他们掳走。
Which is when the king of Assyria taken them into captive.
那所以那就肯定了，这个约拿丹的后代没有离开过但的支派的那个祭坛。
That which is to say, the family of Jonathan, they have never left the tribe of Dan.
好了，现在弟兄姊妹你来看这里了。
So now, brothers and sisters, we
look at here. 我们翻到二十三章来。
Let's look at chapter 23.
先看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
摩西的儿子是格顺和以利以谢，格顺的长子是示布叶，以利以谢的儿子是利哈比亚，以利以谢没有别的儿子，但利哈比亚的子孙甚多。
So we read from verse 15 to 17.
你先记住这个事实。
So let's first remember this.
那然后我们 再到底下来看。
And then we read some more.
那到哪里去看呢？啊，二十六章。
We'll go to chapter 26.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
摩西的孙子格顺的儿子希布叶掌管福库，还有他弟兄以利以谢，以利以谢的儿子是利哈比亚的儿子是耶西亚，耶西亚的儿子是约兰，约兰的儿子是希基利，希基利的儿子是希罗密，希罗密和他的弟兄掌管府库的圣物，就是大卫王和众族长、千夫长、百夫长并军长所分别为圣的物。他们将好了，第三不念了。
We read from verse 24 to 26.
那还有一个地方提到摩西这个孙子的。
There's another place that mentioned about this grandson of Moses.
头一次提到摩西的孙子，只是说他们在那个服侍的班次里。
The first time mention of the grandson of Moses is talked about there in the service.
第二次提到他们的时候，也是在服侍的那个班次里。
The second time when they mentioned also about the service.
第三次服侍的时候。
The third time,
就是刚才我们最后念的
which is what we just read.
就说到他们的服事的内容。
It talks about the context of the service.
那弟兄姊妹注意了。
Moses take note.
三次提到摩西的家族。
Three times mentioning about Moses' family.
你看到约拿丹的名字在里边没有
？Did you see the name of Jonathan in here？
没有。
No, not here。
你说那也许他用另外一个名字在这里出现
？And you say it might be because his name is different, recorded differently here。
当然，我承认在以色列中间会有这种情形。
That I have to acknowledge that that could be such a matter in the Israelites。
但是我刚才特别提醒弟兄姊妹，你要记住那个事实。
But I made special mention earlier, the brothers and sisters, you need to remember this. What is this fact?
约拿丹和他的子孙一直在但支派做他们不合法的祭司，直到他们被掳的时间为止。
That Jonathan and his family, they become priests of the Dan tribe until the time they were captive.
所以在耶路撒冷的服事的里边，他们不在其中呢。
So within the ministry of the Levites, they are not counted.
并且在这里提到摩西的孙子，摩西的子孙，他们服事的内容很具体的把他们的那个职位都说出来了。
So when he has mentioned the Moses, his descendants, and the positions of the service, it's very clearly mentioned. We thank our Lord.
那好了，弟兄姊妹，当我们这样把这许多整个的行政上的服事，对不起，先做一个结论：如果人要离开了神自己的定规
，that if man were to leave God's determination，
就回到那个拿单叶那了，他所有的结局就是在神的面前不蒙纪念
，so that the result。Especially this, for Jonathan, that his service is not remembered by God.
按人来看，他另起了炉灶，在半支派里头，有了一个祭坛，跟耶路撒冷的祭坛做相对台。
That Jonathan has created another altar in the tribe of Dan.
但是很清楚，你看见，在神的纪念的里头，他的名字就给抹掉了。
So very clearly, you see that in the remembrance of God, his name is wiped out.
没有给神纪念下来了。
That he's not remembered by God.
那好了，那现在我们归总起来，来注意一个事实。
So now let's summarize and we'll pay attention to one fact.
那就是在历代志上最末了的那里。
Which is at the very end of the First Chronicles.
那整个历代志上的。总结是总结在哪里呢？就总结在这几节经文。
So what is where's the summary of the First Chronicles? It's summarized in these verses.
二十六节。
verse 26 to 30. What is that?
神给他的评语.
It's a comment by God.
神给他的总结.
It's a summary by God.
他这个总结很简单.
And this is a very simple summary.
大卫有软弱, 有失败.
That David has his weaknesses and failures.
但在神的总结里头, 神没有提起那些.
But in God's summary, he did not mention all those.
哎呀, 你说神偏心了。
And you said that God is playing favoritism.
我们不能这样子。
But we could not say this.
你只能看见神是怜悯人的神。
You can only say that God is a merciful God.
对一个真实愿意寻求神悔改来把自己放在神的权柄底下的人, 神向他不能不显明极大的怜悯。
That God must have mercy for those who truly seek after him and will repent and be submissive to his authority.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
当我们看到这里的时候,
When we look at it here,
你不能不承认一个事实。
And you have to admit this.
历代至上是什么?
What is the first chronicle?
历代至上的实际乃是神在大卫身上做成他旨意的记录。
The essence of the first chronicles is that God has accomplished his will on David.
这个记录里边就突出两个事实。
And this recording has two facts that stands out.
一个就是国度的影儿。
First is the shadow of the kingdom.
一个就是圣殿的预表。
The other is the proclamation of the king of the temple.
弟兄姊妹，当我们领会到这样的时候，
When we understand this, brothers and sisters,
我们才能领会在使徒行传的里边保罗所提到的那一个事实。
Then we can understand what's mentioned in the book of Acts by Paul.
哪一个事实呢?
What is that fact?
大卫按着神的旨意服侍了那一世代的人，就睡了。That
David, according to God's will, served the people of his generation and he slept.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
大卫是有许多人的软弱和愚昧。
That David indeed had a lot of
weakness.
But the summary of David by God is that he has served the people of his generation. And then he rested. That he has walked his path. And that the will of God on him is completed. We thank our God. When we read the book of the Chronicles, we can see this glorious fact. Then we'll end the book of First Chronicles.
下礼拜我们回来从历代志下开始。
And next week we'll begin with Second Chronicles.
历代志上是大卫按照神的旨意服侍的那世代的人。
The First Chronicles is about David serving the people of his generation according to God's will.
历代志下就是
The Second Chronicles.
大卫的服侍的成果。
The results of David's service.
的破坏与恢复。
The destruction of it.
受损害和恢复。
The destruction and the revival of it.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
尽管历代之下的事情是比较复杂变动的多了。
Even though the matters in 2 Chronicles are more complicated.
但是一个事实神的旨意没有变。
But one fact is that God's will has not changed.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
上礼拜我们就开始从那个角度来看历代之下。
So next week we'll look at it from this point of view.
我想我们今天晚上就停在这。
And this evening we'll end here.